And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
When Elijah proved the test, when he said, "Let's build an altar and let the God of the Most High answer by fire," he said, "I will sacrifice unto my Lord and not put a flame down under, and you can do the same to your God to bear." Now the prophets of Baal were many, and he let them go first, and they prayed from morning through to afternoon. And when nothing happened, Elijah said, "Is your God on vacation? You better shout a little louder unto him." Said, "If you don't know my God, who do you know? If you don't know Jehovah, then who's gonna save your soul? You heard talk about heaven. Would you like to go?
Would you like to go?
If you don't know my God, who do you know?
You know."
Well, Elijah's turn was next, and he said, "Bring me some water and pour it on the wood." And when he what my God would do. Then Elijah looked toward heaven and he prayed unto the Father, "God of Abraham, make thyself known today." And then a fire fell from heaven.
If you don't know my God, well, who do you know? That is Claire Lynch singing for us here on It's Gospel Time. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be right here with you for a little while, and I sincerely hope the program today is a blessing to you and that you'll tell a friend and tell a neighbor and ask them to tune in and be with us for It's Gospel Time. Been on the radio for a very long time, and God has blessed all these many years, and I hope the program is a blessing to you. I'd like to know where you're listening from, and just found out a few days ago that we have listeners in Pennington Gap, Virginia, and they listen out of the station in Sneepel, Tennessee. So we are blessed to have folk listening on WSDC out of Sneepel, Tennessee, and we appreciate you listening in. I'd like to know where you're listening from. Oh, you might be listening on the King of Kings Radio Network, and we have a lot of listeners there. Or perhaps WKJV in Asheville, North Carolina, WHBK in Marshall, North Carolina, maybe WZAP or WIGN or WKJV in the Bristol area. We have a lot of folk listening from different places, and we have some folk that listen overseas in Denmark and also in Australia. But I'd like to know where you're listening from. Please be praying for this radio ministry. Some of our supporters that's been supporting for many, many, many years have felt the need because of the economy and their age and whatever to cut back on their giving, and that's understandable. And I appreciate what they've done all these many years, but perhaps God laid on your heart to do a monthly gift to this radio ministry to help us keep the radio ministry alive and well. I'd love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. 1-800-387-8787. Well, a few years ago, my wife felt led of the Lord to write a book, and she wrote it. It's called A Mama's Dream. It tells a story. It's a true story. We were childless for 22 years after we were married, and God gloriously gave us a wonderful daughter after 22 years. And it's a good little book. It'll touch your heart. And they're $10. That does include the postage. If you'd like to have one, simply send $10 to Roger Boone at 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And she'll sign the book, and we'll mail it back to you first-class mail. And if you have questions, give me a call at 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. Well, I hope that you got your plans made to being in a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. Each and every opportunity that you possibly can. I encourage you to be found faithful to the house of God, faithful to the Word of God, the will of God, and the work of God. Now, let me back up. You can't work your way to heaven. But I believe God's folk will be willing to do something for Him in the work of God. We're going to look into the Word of God now in the book of Nehemiah chapter 12, and we're going to pick up reading in verse number 27. In the book of Nehemiah chapter 12, and pick up reading in verse number 27, Alexander Scobie's reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem, to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plain country round about Jerusalem and from the villages of Netophathi, also from the house of Gilgal, and out of the fields of Geba and Asmaveth, for the singers had builded them villages round about Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves, and purified the people and the gates and the wall. Then I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall, and appointed two great companies of them that gave thanks, whereof one went on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate, and after them went Hoshaiah and half of the princes of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshullam, Judah, and Benjamin, and Shemaiah, and Jeremiah, and certain of the priest's sons with trumpets, namely Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zachar, the son of Asaph, and his brethren Shemaiah and Azarel, Milalai, Gilalai, Maai, Nethaneel, and Judah, Hanani with the musical instruments of David the man of God, and Ezra the scribe before them.
I'll tell you a story of a long time ago, and of a man that I didn't know. He died in my place on Calvary. He paid the full price on an old rugged tree. One drop is for you.
One drop is for you. One drop is for me.
He cleansed my soul.
He cleansed my soul from impurity.
He gave up his life and set me free. One drop is for you.
One drop is for you.
One drop is for me.
For me,
He cleansed my soul.
He cleansed my soul from impurity.
He gave up His life and set me free. One drop is for you.
One drop is for you. One drop is for me.
He'll move your mountains and walk with you.
is for me.
He cleansed my soul.
He cleansed my soul from impurity.
He gave up his life and set me free. One drop is for you.
One drop is for you.
One drop is for me.
That's a mighty fine singing and a great song. It's sung for you by a group from over in Luttrell, Tennessee called New Road, and the title of the song is One Drop. Folk, I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ was willing to pay my sin debt on the cross. I owed a debt I couldn't pay. He paid a debt that he didn't owe. Daniel prayed. Here's Patty Loveless. Parade, that goes back in time. Good song. You know, I'm convinced that the answer to America's problems is not in politics, it's in prayer. We're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, I'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. I sure hope that you'll stay around, because I'll be back right after this.